Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You are listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. We are here every Wednesday at 11 p.m. Eastern, whatever time zone it might be over by Ray. I think it's 11 a.m. tomorrow over there, if that makes sense. But we are here every day at this spot, either live or doing replays with a good friend of ours. Like I mentioned, his name is Mr. Ray Gebauer. Ray's been super-duper successful in building a home-based business. I will say that I probably met Ray super early in my networking career, which had to be decades ago, and had the good opportunity of being flown out by a friend to around the Spokane, Washington area to speak for his little group of people. And when I was there, I said, who else is around this area? And I said, Mr. Ray Gebauer. So I called him up and I said, hey, listen, this is where I am. And he says, I can't see you now, but I'm going to church tomorrow. Do you want to go to church with me? And I said, what an opportunity, be able to go to church with Mr. Ray Gebauer. So we got a chance to do that. So we've been following each other, but just like everything else, I go one direction, he goes another direction. And recently, over the last couple of years, I asked him to host a radio show with us after telling him a little bit more about what we were doing and finding out more about what he was doing. And we've been successfully running these radio shows. This is a long-running radio show that we do during this period of time. And we talk about interesting things. Most of the times, Ray is going to make up an acronym. We've got like a little pattern going on. He would make up an acronym and then do three radio shows on each letter of that acronym. So we just finished ACE. So we did three A's and three C's and three E's, and we did a double E, which was the first time ever. And today he is here, and I don't know what acronym he's got, but I have a favorite one anytime we want to whip this one out. So I got a favorite acronym. So depending on what Mr. Ray Gebauer wants to talk about today, we could talk about whatever Mr. Ray Gebauer wants to talk about today. So thanks for being here, Mr. Ray Gebauer.
Hey, thank you, Peter. Hey, I really appreciate you and all that you're doing. And the whole reason you're doing this and I'm doing this is because we have this belief that we can make the world a better place by helping people have a better life. Like Jim Rohn famously said, you know, for things to change, you got to change. And a lot of people don't like change unless we know it's a change for the better. And that's the sort of the miracle or magic of personal development that comes in conversation and sharing ideas, is that we can have a better life and have a transformed life and be happier, because emotionally, and that's what really runs everything, is our emotions. We all are exactly the same. Just like we all need oxygen, food, and water, we all, most of all, want to be happy. We want to feel happy and fulfilled and significant and important. And but a lot of people are stuck. They're not in that place. And so by listening to the right people, if you're unstuck or you're on the downside of things, and I've been there myself more than once, you know, you can get unstuck. You know, your car can get stuck in the mud, but it can get unstuck, right? So everyone has that potential and opening, and I found most of the time it doesn't happen for people at all unless you connect to the right person who can help you see what you weren't seeing before. Because everything is based on our perception. We don't deal with reality as reality is, we think we are, but we always deal with reality the way we perceive it. And that makes all the difference. So when we change our perceptions, it changes everything. So I guess my little introduction for today. But I have a new acronym. I'm really excited about it. It's a keyword that I use myself every day, probably at least a dozen times a day. And so I think it's really valuable. And I just a few hours ago, I was thinking, well, what am I going to talk about? And so I came up with an acronym based on this word just a few hours ago. I thought, oh, this would be really good. I really enjoyed the ACE episode. I think that's one of the best stuff I've done. Everyone should listen to that. However, a few minutes ago, I thought an idea came to mind. Says, hey, maybe I should do an experiment. I always decide what to talk about, but I thought, well, maybe I'll put the ball in Peter's court, and I haven't talked to him about this, but say, hey, Peter, what would you like me to talk about? Whatever you want me to talk about, I'll talk about that today.
Well,
<surprise. laughs>
I'll share with you, I'll give you my little philosophy. What you know doesn't matter unless you can apply it when you need it. So,
exactly, yeah.
You know, some people say knowledge is power. I say that's a nice statement. You know, thanks for the short Hallmark card, but that's not true. You know, it's the right application of power when you need it that's true. It's like a car jack is important, but only if it's in your trunk when you have a flat and you know how to use it that matters. So
exactly,
all of this stuff
–
yeah. All of the stuff that you know that you don't really apply is kind of a waste. And not only is it a waste, it's almost, it's really a waste. So the book that you bought that you never read or applied, so just because you bought Think and Grow Rich and 100 copies of them means nothing. So I look for stuff that sticks. And one of the things that stuck for me, and I don't know why, but I don't know why this stuck for me, but I applied it because I had an application for it, so it really stuck for me, is something I learned from Brian Tracy. I always like to give credit where credit is due. And he said something like, we're looking for swan. So swans, like the big white bird. So that stood for, and I use this every day myself, smart, work hard, ambitious, and nice. So a swan. So I'll let you take the SWAN acronym, because that'll give us a couple of weeks, and you can do whatever you want with the S's, you can do whatever you want with the W's, you can do whatever you want with the A's, and whatever you want with the N's. But the first one, smart, work hard, ambitious, and nice. And when I was recruiting people, I would say, this is some of the things we look for, and I give them my SWAN acronym. And then also I said, well, that's also what they're looking for, too. They want to work with people that are smart, work hard, ambitious, and nice. And the N is the important one, because when you're dealing with a world full of negativity, which many of us are around, that N is really easy to become nasty. So, when I say I should, it's kind of like I buy a T-shirt that says N isn't for nasty. So the N is for nice. The N is not for nasty. And I have to remind myself of that, because we live in a negative world, and sometimes that's the case. So when a telemarketer calls me, and they're the fifth telemarketer in 10 minutes that called me, I say, okay, I got to remember the N does not stand for nasty, even though these people are irritating me. Most of the people, they're not. I'm not talking about the ones that are desperately trying to rip you off. I'm talking about the ones that are just calling because they're working in a telemarketing boilerplate room in Pakistan somewhere. So I just say, you know what? I'm going to remember the N doesn't stand for nasty. So the N stands for nice. So if you want to play around with that SWAN, that SWAN, again, I take no credit for it as far as the origination of the idea, because that was Brian Tracy. And by the way, Brian Tracy's first tape series that I ever bought was called Psychology of Selling, The Art of Closing Sales. So for those people that are unfamiliar with that, I mean, that's like a priceless. But anyway, so back to Brian Tracy. He's got that SWAN principle. You can play around with SWAN for the next couple of weeks if that's okay with you.
Yeah, okay. Well, I was just planning to just do one day on it, but I guess I could
do whatever you want. One day on is fine. So SWANs, work hard, ambitious, and nice.
Well, those are really a nice combination of concepts. It reminds me of what I remember Jim Rohn said. He said so many profound things, and he said it in a way he would always say it in a way that's simple and in a way that everyone would agree. Like, well, yeah, of course. I mean, once you hear it, like, oh, of course, everyone would agree. So what I'm referring to, he said, you know, to be successful, I mean, you don't have to learn, like, a million things. He didn't say that part, but he said all you need is just a handful of, what do you say, disciplines. It only takes just a, you know, a few concepts that are applied consistently to be successful. It isn't just one thing, and it isn't like 100 things. It's just, you know, a handful of things. Like my model of what love is, you know, the four dimensions of love. It isn't like a list of 20 things. It's four, you know, like four wheels on a car. You know, mature love is caring, connecting, committing, and creating value. And it's a lot of power in keeping things simple. So I like the SWAN acronym. So let's, you know, dive into that. So,
can we stop for 1 second on one thing real quick? You know, I mentioned Brian Tracy. So for those people that are, like, newer, if you've never heard of Brian Tracy, because he's getting on. I mean, he's older now. So Brian Tracy, if you want to learn sales and philosophy and, like, business philosophy, you go study Brian Tracy. You don't study the new guys that are out there today because they're just regurgitating stuff that they heard from Brian Tracy. You know, if you want to learn philosophy and, you know, and also business and relationships, you listen to Jim Rohn. So Jim Rohn, so for those people that are here listening, Rohn is spelled R-O-H-N. And what a lot of people don't know about Jim Rohn is that Jim Rohn was an Herbalife distributor, although he hardly ever mentioned it. So for those people in MLM, he was an Herbalife distributor. So he had like a captive audience to be able to sell tools to. But he also sold tools to a lot of other people. I remember seeing him when I was with Electrolux. They hired him one time. But also people like Tony Robbins would never be Tony Robbins if it wasn't for Jim Rohn. So if you've never listened to, and you know, take a look at all the disciples from a guy like Tony Robbins. But if you really want to get that mastery of that philosophy and the delivery, if Jim Rohn does it for you, he does it for you. Now there's some speakers, like they're not everybody is going to be gravitating towards. Some people, I remember the first time I ever heard Zig Ziglar. I was a New York boy in the streets on New York, Brooklyn, Queens, Long Island, and my branch manager gives me a Zig Ziglar tape, and he happens to give me the one where he told the kick in the cat story. And if you've never heard that one before, it doesn't really matter, but Zig Ziglar's got this southern drawl. And, you know, when you give a New York boy with a New York accent, you know, that kind of a type, that he didn't do it for me. He just didn't do it for me. But years later on, maybe. So maybe Brian Tracy may or may not do it for you. But if he sings to you, like if it really resonates with you, or Jim Rohn, or some of the other people like Earl Nightingale, these are the old standby people that really did a great job, Napoleon Hill. Those are the ones that I really enjoy, and I could listen to them over and over and over again. And every time you listen, you're a different person. But I just figured I'd mention that because that's where I know you, Rega Bauer, got a lot of your self-development from, is listening to similar people. So similar in that regard, and then you have your, of course, MLM legends like Tom Schreider and other people like that, Big Al. But I figured let's just name drop a little bit because a lot of these thoughts and a lot of these philosophies, the seeds of those greatnesses, if you will, are learned from the people that we just mentioned. We just applied it, and we applied it towards what we're working on right now. So back to you.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I appreciate you interjecting that. I agree 100%. The person that most resonated with me, as much as I like Brian Tracy, and listening to his stuff, it was really Jim Rohn that turned my life around. I remember back, it was in the late 70s. I think it was. I discovered him. He was doing a meeting every Friday night in Anaheim, right across the street from Disneyland. And I would go. I think it was free. And they'd have several hundred people there and round tables and and go every Friday night and listen to him, bought all his tapes and listened to his tapes like dozens of times. Like, it was a really eye-opening experience, and it really changed my life. Life is challenging, and we really can't figure all this stuff out ourselves. Yeah, if we could, it'd probably take a million years. So why not tap into the wisdom that's already been established, and learn from the giants, in the faith, like you said, Brian Tracy and Jim Rohn and Zig Ziglar. Yeah, I like Zig Ziglar too. I read his books, and he didn't do a lot for me. He had some really good lines, but Jim Rohn, that was, I bought hundreds of his albums. And we sold them to my downline, made them available and promoted it. So, it's not always what you know, it's who you know. Because who you know the right people, it can make all the difference. It sure did for me and like for you as well. So if you want to be smart, you got to find the right people. And we're giving you some good advice right now. These are some of the best, Jim Rohn's not around anymore, but, his voice is, you can listen to him for free on YouTube and order his albums. And I'm free. I mean, listen to me. I have some pretty good stuff, too. So if you want to be smart, you got to apply it. Otherwise, it doesn't do you any good. You can be, a smart ass, But you want to be smart in an intelligent way, in a way that where you're nice and you're loving, where you're growing and making a difference. Not smart to take advantage of people, but smart to become a better person. So you can use, I like to talk about the three I's. So become smart so you have more influence, so that you can have more income or impact, influence, impact, so that you can have more income. And income more broadly than just financial, but have more coming in to your life on a broader basis than just financial. You want to have income in terms of, love and relationships and personal growth. So being smart, that's probably the beginning point of that. Nothing to do with intelligence. I talk about emotional intelligence, which is much more important than intellectual intelligence anyway. But I would say the starting point for being smart is, being open and changing your perspective. The Bible talks about transformation, and it says the way to be transformed, to have a better life, is by renewing your mind. So be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So how do you renew your mind? You're renewing means changing, upgrading your mind. Well, you learn. And so you can't figure this stuff all out by yourself. And so you got to have the teachers and the mentors and the coaches. And that's why we do what we do. And that's why Jim Rohn did what he did and all these great people. It wasn't so much for the money. The greater reward is the feeling of satisfaction, like, hey, I'm making a difference. I'm important. I'm creating value. I'm bringing value to people. So if you're going to want to be smart, you've got to learn. You've got to be a learner. You've got to be a student. We all become teachers, but first you got to be a student, and actually you want to always be a student. I'm a student. I probably read 10 articles a day. I read, a book or two every month, so I'm always learning so that I can have more influence, more impact, and in most cases, more income, and feel better about myself, knowing I'm more effective in helping people. So I think that's what I have to say about the S word, smart. Of course, being smart. Oh, one more thing I want to say. I remember the day I was sitting in the mastermind workshop with Mike Smith. And this hit me like a ton of bricks. Just my sort of idol, you know, I thought the main thing was to get knowledge. And he said, you know, knowledge is the booby prize. And I thought, what? That's like what life's all about, getting the most knowledge. Who gets the most knowledge wins, right? No, knowledge is the booby prize. And it can actually work against you because it can feed your arrogance, especially if you're insecure. We compensate for our insecurity by becoming arrogant, and knowledge can sort of feed that. And I came to realize, like Peter was saying, it isn't knowledge, it's application of knowledge, it's our perception, and then how we use the knowledge. The best tool in the world won't help you if you don't use it. The book you don't read won't help you, like your mom said. So then after SMART, of course, you got to get to work. You can't just dream about things. I mean, you do need to dream. I have a dream. Well, that's a good start, and that can empower you. But a dream without works, like the Bible says, faith without works is dead. It's not even real faith. So you've got to get to work, and most people don't. They join a business, they have a dream, they have a need, and unlike a regular job where you sort of have to work your 8 hours, when you're self-employed, it's easy not to work so much. And then plus the people who do work. I've seen people really actually work and put in the time, and they still never get very far. So you have to work intelligently. And that goes back to being smart. It reminds me of Robert Butwin's book, Street Smarts and Networking. So, we have to work, but for the work to pay off, like if someone tells you, hey, there's gold, buried here in the field, and you just have to dig it up, and it's yours. Well, that's a good start, but if you don't know where to dig, it's not going to do you any good to go to work and be digging for 10 years. You got to know where to dig, right? So this reminds me of what Big Al teaches, Tom Schreier, who lives here in Thailand too, is you got to work on getting the skills. So not just work, but work first on yourself. For things to get better, you've got to get better. So how do you get better? You've got to learn the skills. What do you say? How do you start a conversation? How to use questions? Like, for example, if you want to have more influence with someone at the beginning of a conversation, Tom says you state two facts that everyone's going to agree with. Like you say, as everyone needs more money. Everyone would like to have more free time, or something that someone's going to agree with. So once you state two facts at the beginning of the conversation, and they're in agreement with you, then you can introduce something new, and you already have some emotional momentum built up because they've already said yes twice, at least mentally, because they're already in agreement with you on two things, and so they're much more likely to be open and agreeable to whatever else you're going to say after that. But most people don't know that. They just start, I found something that's really great, this is fantastic, you got to know about this. And they just jump right into some answer or product before you connect with the person and have rapport, find out what their concerns are, what their needs and what their wants are, and addressing the problem. So that's part of the skill set. Rather than making presentations, we need to be asking questions. I like to relate it to my model of the four dimensions of love. So you want to have more impact, you got to do all four things. You got to care, you got to connect, you got to commit to helping the person the best you can, and you got to create value. So it doesn't do any good just to go to work. You have to go to work and do it. What's the best word? Intelligently, with wisdom, with skills. So you can't just work on the business. You got to work on yourself. And that's where the personal development comes in. Because, everyone, all the people that have jobs, They put in the 8 hours, and some people are making minimum wage, and some people are making $1 million a year. And they all put in the same time. So why is it some people are making so much more at the same time? Because they're both working, right? But, you know, some people are working more effectively because they have a higher skill level. And so you have a bigger reward. So you can't just go to work. I mean, you do need to, but you want to work on yourself, your skills, and your mindset. Or that's where books like Think and Grow Rich come in. You know, Jim Rohn, is how you think, how you see things, and then how you say things. Yeah, you have the outer game and the inner game. The outer game is you're working, doing things. The inner game is you've got to prepare yourself and think differently and then speak differently. You got to take time to ask questions and connect if you want your work to pay off. You know, I heard Jim Rohn talk about the parable of the sower. You know, the farmers went out there sowing seeds. And some of the seed fell on the hard ground, and some of the seed fell on the ground that had too many rocks, and some of the ground had thorns and weeds, and some of the ground was really good, fertile ground. So no matter where the seed fell, the farmer was working, right? He was working. He was throwing the seed out. But if you're throwing the seed out on cement or in the rocks, you know, you're wasting your time. So you got to work smart. So smart and work really go well together. So I was trying to get through all four words, but I'm sort of out of time here. So maybe we'll continue this into next week and cover the A, ambitious, and the N for nice. I think that's a nice idea, don't you think, Peter? Make it
I do.
Two parts?
I think it's a good idea. Yep. It's a good idea. So you move to an area, there's a little bit of an echo, but I want people to be able to have access to where you are as far as contacting you. So what's the best way for people to get in touch with Mr. Regebauer?
Well, the easiest, best way is just through my phone number. The number is 360-583-2227. So again, that's 360-583-2227. So you can call or text me anytime. And if I'm asleep, my phone's off anyway. It doesn't matter. But I guarantee you that if we do talk, I can help you. And I'm not charging anything at this point. I'm helping people for free. And I also guarantee you that I cannot help you if you don't call. So like if you're playing tennis and I serve you the ball, we can't continue the game if you don't serve the ball back, right? So the ball's in your court, so it's your move, and we're not going to get anywhere if you don't move. Yeah, that's part of working. You've got to move. You've got to pay attention, and you've got to move. And so it's your move. I did my part, opened the door, now you got to walk through. So one last time, in case you weren't ready for the phone number, it's 360-583-2227. So thank you for listening, and let me just as strongly as I can encourage you to be open and believe in yourself and, you know, apply these things, because I know you already want to have a better life. You want to be happier. You want to have more success. You want to have more significance. You want to have more freedom, and that stuff doesn't come to you on a silver platter. Doesn't come to you automatically. You've got to work for it. You've got to work smart. Every time I say, being smart and working smart. So with all that, God bless you all. Love you all. Thanks for listening. And tune in next week and tune in to the previous episodes on the ACE formula, which I think is really, really helpful. All these things are. So, and we do this so you can have a better life and be happier. So God bless you all. Thank you, Peter.
Excellent. So you can check him out, buildingfortunesradio.com/Ray-Gebauer. We'll see everybody next week. Thanks, Ray.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.